time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order for however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio. There are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth, to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And again, good morning. The true causes of the top six preventable diseases and plus their remedies. Most people don't realize that most of the diseases in the United States are preventable. And a lot of doctors in the United States, more and more of them are doing natural medicine. And I mean the medical doctors, allopathic, are doing more and more. But a lot of the medical doctors, they still can't seem to find the cures. And they refer as a genetic, meaning maybe you inherited the disease. Basically, a lot of these diseases barely existed five generations ago. So how could you inherit them? Also, they're talking about, is it started with chemical medicine made in laboratories? You'll find that since the pharmaceutical industry has come out, that a lot of these diseases have come from the medical drugs that have been processed. And of course, then what you do is you're looking at all of the processed foods, canned foods, processed foods, packaged foods. Then you have to look at fluorinated water, and then vaccines, and now GMOs. So it's all one big formula that feeds the chronic sick care system of disease. And again, most people do not consume enough fruits and vegetables or raw food or even high-grade cooked vegetables. Everybody's eating vegetables tainted with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides. So many of the foods now are GMO, which are genetically modified organisms. And these all contribute to a lowered immune response or to inflammation. So it's not that these diseases are inherited. What's usually inherited is the same nutritional programs. Kids eat the foods that their parents gave them. They grow up, eat those same foods, and then give those same foods to their kids. So what's inherited is the nutritional programs that everybody goes on. So American allopathic medicine relies on two major platforms in order to remain in business. Part number one is never cure anything. Only address and manage the symptoms of the disease and disorder with lab-made concoctions and surgery. Then you get to monitor them every 3 months to monitor the medications they're on, and you have someone for a long, long term. In medical schools, they teach you how much diseases are worth, like diabetes. Even though type 2 diabetes is almost completely reversible through dietary interventions, if you get diabetes and you go to the doctor, they'll tell you, don't make any changes, just take these shots or medications. Part two is tell all patients that any serious disease or disorder they have is genetic and has been inherited from their parents' or grandparents' genes. So the victim, the allopathic patient, is a victim for life. And they won't ever figure out that they can prevent and often reverse these diseases and disorders with nutritional remedies. So if you want to prevent most conventional diseases, limit your junk science intake and focus on healthy nutrients. So let me go over the top six preventable diseases with information on how to remedy them naturally. And number one is cancer. and hardly any type of cancer is inherited or contagious. And almost all the diseases are not contagious. They're induced because of lifestyle changes. And almost all types of cancer are caused by either chemical consumption or can be prevented and even reversed by ending chemical consumption. So cancer is not actually a disease. It's called that to scare Americans into going to the medical doctors. But what it is a symptom. You know, and doctors use prescription, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation treatments. This is big business. And doctors and surgeons get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars yearly, whether you get better or whether you suffer more and die at their hands. People die, but they died with all the science that a medical industry has to offer. So cancer is a disorder of the cells that it was proved back in the 1930s, that end up with a lowered oxygen state. And so that the cancer cells, to remain alive, end up fermenting sugar for their energy. So that's number one. And then, of course, when you're eating foods devoid of nutrients and, you know, the foods are fed on chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, and you're eating artificial colorings and artificial sweeteners and bleaches, think of all the white flour, white bread products, fluoride from tap water and fluoride and chlorine, fluoride from your toothpaste and chlorine from your tap water and your showers, and chemicals in cooking oils, and of course, learning to cook with the wrong oils. You've been taught to cook with omega-6 oils like canola oil and Wesson oil and Mazola oil, instead of using high-grade oils like avocado oil and coconut oil and even high-grade butter. So you can reverse most of these cancers by getting off all the foods that are full of chemicals and all of the GMO-type foods. And you go back to organic produce, organic foods, and raw fruits and vegetables, properly filtered water, and also filtered water on your showers. Those are critical. So eating healthy fruits and vegetables of all the different colors, cooked vegetables of all the different colors, and drinking healthy water, and showering in healthy water, and then take a good daily handful of the right supplements. Eat a lot of garlic, eat a lot of cayenne pepper, eat a lot of spices like oregano and rosemary and bay leaves and just all of the different spices. Things like vitamin C, make sure your vitamin D levels are high enough, at least 75. There's medicinal mushrooms like maitake and shiitake and reishi mushrooms. Now there's hemp seed oil, which is very high in nutrients. There's black currant seed oil and CBD oils and cobaiba oil, which is like CBD. So the answer is in your hands to reverse cancer. Number two is heart disease. And most heart disease and strokes are caused by blood becoming thick and clogged and inflammation occurring around the arteries and the valves in your heart, again, because of the wrong oils that you're cooking with. And again, the same conditions of eating nutrient-deficient foods, especially things like vitamin E and selenium. And that's the mixed vitamin E, the one with alpha, beta, gamma, delta, tocotrienols and tocopherols, not just the alpha tocopherol. So if you have cardiomyopathy, swollen heart, you want to make sure you're getting selenium. At least maybe when you have it, you can go up to as high as 900 to 1,000, even 1,200 micrograms a day, and then as you repair. And that's with the vitamin E. And then now we've added CQ10 and essential fatty acids, and you can actually lower the amount of inflammation and stop using things like canola oil, even organic canola oil. It's not healthy. So, and then when you eat your chicken and fish, make sure, or fish for sure, make sure it's wild, cold water fish. Your chicken should be hormone antibiotic free, and your beef needs to be grass fed. And then again, get on those same supplements. Number three is dementia and Alzheimer's. And again, we look at the same kind of symptoms. Your blood gets thick. It has a lot of toxic material in it. Your liver is overworked. Your kidneys are overworked. There's a lot of aluminum and mercury in the foodstuffs. And that goes into the brain. And it's a lot of the aluminum is exactly as found in antacids and the mercury. Antacids and vaccines and deodorants and antiperspirants. And again, tap water. And mercury is found in shockingly high amounts in multi-dose flu vaccines. And that's the one vaccine that I recommend you do not get, the flu vaccines. And most of the other vaccines also. Some of the vaccines are important. Rabies vaccine, spinal meningitis, those can be very beneficial. There are vaccines that are helpful. But most of the vaccines are not, and they have too many chemicals in it. The CDC lies and said that the mercury was removed, but it's not been removed from everything. And medical doctors never even warn their patients about the side effects of vaccines. And anyway, it's, again, too much inflammatory foods. And what you want to do is do the same thing for cancer. Go back on organic, non-processed foods and stop eating the cooking with the oils. Go back to using high amounts of coconut oil, avocado oil. Eat things like dark chocolate and lots of berries, but they have to be organic. And make sure you're getting the omega-3s. Number four is anxiety and depression. Make no mistake, most anxiety and depression are caused by consuming, again, these dangerous food chemicals found in common conventional foods today, including aspartame and MSG, which is monosodium gluconate, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. And pesticides is the mother name for all of the chemicals engineered into the sprays of food. And GMO, which is really everything is becoming GMO, and that's where chemical insecticides and herbicides actually become part of the crop as it's growing. So nearly all of the medical doctors and psychiatrists blame all anxiety and depression on your genes, and you've inherited it. And again, exercise becomes critical on that. Number five is chronic inflammation. And, you know, if you have that constant ringing in your ears, achy joints, excess mucus, chronic congestion, arthritis, irritable bowels, loose bowels all the time, then you know you're suffering because of these pain from chronic inflammation. And so, you know, that's where you might look at gluten and switch to organic again, your plant-based diet immediately. Make sure you drink lots of properly filtered water, and then the same thing. And then number six is obesity. And another disorder that MDs love to say is genetic is obesity, but visit a good naturopathic doctor instead of the allopathic doctors. And allopathic doctors have never studied nutrition at all in medical school, so no amount of surgery or chemicals could even cure your junk food disorder, because that's what it is, devitalized junk food. Switch to an organic plant-based diet, exercise 20 minutes a day, and you will find that most of these top six diseases will disappear. And I want you to know you're not going to get this information on other radio shows. We're going to go ahead and take our break. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915- 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Question online, I think.
Is there anything natural to dissolve a calcium oxalate stone?
Yes, and those are stones that can come in kidneys or even gallbladder, but those are one of the best herbs in the world that can help to dissolve that is hydrangea. And you can get that herb in almost any health food store. Also, making sure you have enough magnesium in the system. And that doesn't mean magnesium oxide, which is the cheapest magnesium, but high-grade magnesiums like even magnesium citrate, which is very inexpensive, magnesium gluconate. There's different kinds of magnesium. But that's one of the things that can help dissolve those. And let me tell you, if it's in a kidney stone and you start to pass it, oh my gosh. One of the things you can also do is to drink apple juice, organic apple juice, and eat organic apples. Those make those stones kind of softer and start to dissolve, especially when you have the hydrangea with it, and makes it a lot easier to pass. And of course, drink lots of natural, good, healthy spring water. Next article I want to talk about is five foods that are known to kill cancer cells that's better than chemotherapy. And again, everybody is afraid of getting cancer. And let me tell you, it's you hear that C word and oh my gosh, you're just everybody freaks out about it because you think that's a death sentence. And for a lot of people, having cancer is a death sentence. The World Health Organization reports around 1 in 6 deaths around the world are due to cancer. So it's important to understand that a lot of risk factors for devastating disease is either behavioral or dietary, as I just spoke about before the break. It's either your own behaviors or your own dietary behaviors, and those are both you're able to change. Five of the leading risk factors are preventative, including your body mass index by exercising, and if you have low fruit and vegetable intake, if you have physical inactivity, if you have tobacco use, alcohol consumption, all of these things can lead to cancer. So anyway, if a person does have cancer, it doesn't mean that you're going to die. And you'll hear from your oncologist is chemotherapy and radiation. But there are foods that really can help to kill cancer cells. And so there's been some really studies done. One was at the Yeshiva University Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And they revealed that chemotherapy causes a sharp increase in cancer cells circulating throughout the body. Because once the chemotherapy has been used and the cancer cells that have survived, now they become cancer resistant or chemotherapy resistant. And there was a paper that discussed this in the journal Science Transitional Medicine. And they noted that chemotherapy is often used to tell you that they want to shrink the tumor size, but can also increase the risk of metastases because it comes and produces cells that are resistant to the chemotherapy. So what you want to do is break the cycle, and there's certain foods. And so number one, and they're not listed as far as which one is number one, but I just have them listed here. Green tea and drinking green tea. And you'll look at green tea is consumed quite a bit in China and Japan, and they have much lower incidences of cancer. A study in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research points out that the EGCG, which is the active chemical in green tea, can be used to treat certain types of cancers. And it was found to inhibit and suppress tumors based on actually suppressing cancer stem cells. Number two is ginger. And there's chemicals in ginger, very strong pungent compounds found in ginger that have been found to perform better than chemotherapy in targeting cancer cells without harming healthy cells. And that's one of the things. The green tea, ginger, all of these foods that I'll be talking about do not harm regular cells. This was published in the journal PLOS. And has noted that these chemicals programmed cell death in cancer cells. Number three is turmeric, and turmeric is revered in Ayurvedic medicine for its multiple health benefits, as well as its ability to treat various diseases. Very strong anti-inflammatory, and it has a very strong active ingredient called curcumin. And in recent issues of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, an international study was found that the curcumin combined with certain proteins in the body to prevent cancer cells from spreading. So not only can it go after and kill cancer cells, it stopped them from spreading. The next one is grapes, especially the dark grapes, and they contain compounds that can effectively treat certain kinds of cancers. The study published in the British Medical Journal, Complementary and Alternative Medicine, suggested these chemicals. They're called proanthocyanidins and anthocyanidins and resveratrol. These are all used to treat cancer stem cells. And the last one is blueberries, and I would add to that other berries, blackberries, raspberries. And a study printed in the Journal of Pathology and Oncology Research was found that blueberry extracts can make cancer cells more vulnerable to traditional cancer therapy, such as chemo and radiation. So, in particular, they found that while blueberries can reduce the number of cancer cells floating around the body by as much as 25%, when they used it with traditional cancer therapy, it was killing more than 70% of cancer cells. So, again, blueberries, a great recipe for using berries. Berries with avocado. So you take a diced one avocado and dice it up, and then you add to that defrosted organic berries, mixed berries, blueberries, and then chopped pineapple, then chopped walnuts, chopped pecans, and chopped almonds, and a teaspoon of organic true cinnamon. And you'll find this is a great recipe. There's been studies on avocado that it has anti-cancer properties because of the high amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. Of course, the berries and pineapple, and they also found the walnuts, pecans, and almonds have the anti-cancer therapy because of the vitamin B17 laetril and the essential fatty acids. This is number two. And again, these are the kinds of foods that you want to eat. Again, you can use lifestyle to be able to bring about changes in your own metabolism and health condition. The next article that really caught my eye that I thought was very beneficial from people, and that's an eye-opening study that highlighted the benefits of home birthing with midwives. And again, some really good studies on that. But the decision to have children, of course, is a huge one, and it sets in motion a series of big decisions that will continue throughout your lifetime. However, one of the most immediate decisions is whether you decide to have a home birth or a hospital birth. Most of us were born in hospitals, but times are changing. Hospital births have gone from being largely viewed as life-saving intervention compared to home births of yesteryear to now. Hospital births are a much more risky position that needs to be considered very carefully. And there are downsides to a hospital birth, such as a tendency to favor interventions like induction of labor, epidural, C-sections, the risks of infections. And how about looking at the opposite approach on that? And that there was an eye-opening study, and it was published in the Scientific Reports, the Journal of Scientific Reports, that show how beneficial opting for home birth can be in baby's immunity. So when babies are born, they're colonized by microbes, healthy ones, right away forming in their microbiome because of mother's microbiome and the bacteria that forms in the vaginal tract. In the study, scientists analyzed the microbiomes of fecal samples taken from 35 infants, and among the 30 these babies, 21 were delivered in hospitals, and 14 came into the world through home births. All of them had been born vaginally and were breastfed, which are always two big ways mothers pass their microbes, the healthy ones, to the babies. After taking samples several times throughout the course of a month, it was determined that infants who were born in the hospital had significantly lower diversity in the healthy gut bacteria, and this persisted throughout the duration of the study. This is being attributed to the excessive cleanliness and sterileness in hospitals. And they're finding more and more that actually exposing children, they found that children that live in farms or that have animals like dogs and cats actually have less allergies, less asthma, and that actually produce their own healthy bacteria that can really build the immune system. Anyway, all of this sterilization prevents babies from gaining healthy exposure. Researchers also theorized that some of the more common post-birth interventions seen in hospitals, like antibiotic eye drops early in infant bathing, and means babies are exposed to fewer of these healthy microbes. So you can give your child a great start in life, and a home birth can give your child a stronger of the healthy gut microbiome and the healthy bacteria on the skin and a stronger immune system that comes along with it. So in contrast, poorly developed gut bacteria can have long-lasting negative impacts. This is the reason now there's even infant probiotics and children probiotics, adult probiotics, and these probiotics. Now, this is where I usually tell ladies that I deal with is to eat high probiotic foods, apple cider vinegar, also the new vinegar that's coming from coconut water, so coconut water vinegar, and then eating things like kimchi and sauerkraut so that you're constantly putting in the good bacteria back into your diet. So by doing this, and that'll also lower your risk of C-sections. And in the hospital, oftentimes, you're pressured into a C-section. They did a study once on C-sections, and they wanted to see in hospitals how the risk. And they found that in every hospital tested in the United States, the cesarean rate went up almost 1,000%. But what they'd say is, look, we just saw a blip on the monitor, and we don't know what it is. We think the baby might be in distress. Can we go in and get baby early? Now, any mother is going to go, oh, please save my baby. Yes, go ahead. And so they do the C-section. It only takes 10 minutes, and then they have the standby physician to close them up. So that was a study. You can look those up. Anyway, home births still remain rare in the United States, but they are climbing 29% from 2004 to 2010. They went up 29%. So, women are opting out to avoid excessive medical intervention. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. about supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Comments online, you know, a lot of them have to do with spirituality, the belief in God, and following God's law. And, you know, I just want to make a comment on that, because there's been a lot of studies on people that are comparing religious people and people that believe in God and atheists. And they've actually compared lifestyles and happiness scales and immune system. And they found that people that are spiritual and that practice as much as possible a spiritual life, and that they actually have stronger immune systems. They have healthier family relationships. They have healthy relationships with their friends and extended families. Again, as an example, when I talk about nutrition with clients sitting in front of me, when I know that they're religious, it's very easy to talk about those nutritional laws, because they're all in the Bible. And for my atheistic friends, although I talk about the scientific understanding, and we talk about nutritional science. So again, I come from many different points of view. So again, I appreciate the comments, because they're all apropos, and I thank you for those. So anyway, let me continue then with some of the articles. Next article was that there was a score that came up, a new antidepressant food score that rated foods based on their ability to treat symptoms of depression. Now think of that. That is a pretty unique kind of study. And when the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSI, when Prozac basically hit the market in 1988, around 2.5 million people were prescribed the drug. That was in 1988. By 2002, that number had increased to 33 million. Think of that. In the subsequent years, there's other SSRIs have been produced and prescribed, and now there are 50 million people in the United States taking these kinds of drugs. Nonetheless, the shocking reality is that all those pills have made no dent at all in the suicide rate in the United States. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that between 2000 and 2016, the age-adjusted suicide rate in the U.S. increased by a staggering 30%, and suicide remains the 10th leading cause of death in our country. While there's no doubt that there are people with serious mental health issues who do require medication, I think that's very few and far between. It's also true that for many, if not most of those suffering from mental illness or depression, there are other types of treatment options that may be even more effective. There's what's called cognitive behavioral therapies. That's an expert who can advise increasing, and one of the best things for mental issues is physical activity, exercise. Exercise, they are finding now, is one of the single most active activities you can do that prevent and reverse depression. Making sure you get enough sleep is very important. Also, eating the right foods is an important way to boost your own body's depression-fighting abilities. And anyway, there was a study published in the World Journal of Psychiatry that categorized foods, both plant and animals, with a score the highest in their ability to fight depression or the blues. And plant foods score the highest in the fight against depression. And a number of doctors, psychiatrists, developed an antidepressant food score after examining all the way back to the 1940s, and which were focused on the link between specific nutrients and the reduction in depressive symptoms. And this was reported in Psychology Today. So 12 nutrients emerged after vigorous analysis as carrying the highest antidepressant potential. Folic acid, folates, and iron, and long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, magnesium, potassium, selenium, all of these different minerals. Then vitamins like thiamine, one of the B vitamins, and vitamin A and B6 and B12, vitamin C, and again the mineral zinc. They found that certain foods were very high in these nutrients. Plant-based nutrients like watercress and spinach and kale, and even several organic meats were considered antidepressive nutrient dense. And when the authors categorized the food, vegetables as a food group had the highest mean antidepressant food score. And this is significant, considering that according to the Centers for Disease Control, only 1 in 10 adults eat enough fruits and vegetables per day. There's a lot of children and teenagers and young adults and seniors that the vegetable that they eat, the most common vegetable, most common two vegetables, are French fries and ketchup, you know, and that's potatoes and tomatoes in the form of French fries or in the form of ketchup. So we know that that's not the only vegetables. Eating the ones that I've talked about in the other articles, the berries and the ginger and the green teas, all of these same foods that prevent inflammation also are very good against depression. Now, they also found that the research offers main reasons why to get all that greens, especially spinach. Spinach was rated very high against cancer. Now, there are oysters, which I don't recommend eating. They also, because they considered oysters to sit at one of the top non-veggie antidepressant foods, I think it has too many other side effects. It could be highly contaminated with bacteria, so you have to be careful on that. But then the raw seeds and nuts that were high in omega-3 fatty acids, like the walnuts and the pecans and the almonds, also were major assets in treating depression. So this research help explains why so many studies have found that junk food is one of the major causes of depression. Eating too much sugar, which overtaxes the immune system, and eating constantly packaged junk foods that are so much devitalized of nutrients. So the Dutch scientists recently found that the damage to tiny blood vessels caused by a poor diet can increase a person's risk of depression by nearly 60%. And those foods were inflammatory. So eating junk food leads to high blood pressure, diabetes, both of which can destroy the tiny little blood vessels known as the small capillaries and that carry oxygen throughout the body. So what ends up happening is you get lowered oxygen status, and again, that increases your risk of depression. So to finish that out, what we're finding is lots of organic greens, lots of organic vegetables, then the berries and the organic berries, then the raw seeds and nuts, pecans, walnuts, almonds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and then those foods, that animal products that were consumed, they found that the grass-fed beef and the hormone-free chickens and the wild fish had the most anti-inflammatory effect on animal products, where your traditional meats and chickens and farm-raised fish were pro-inflammation, and the organics were more anti-inflammatory. So this is the reason to eat the right nutrient-dense foods. And again, they also found that the non-GMO organic fruits and vegetables and or animal proteins were the highest in fighting depression. And choosing those right foods will improve your overall health immensely. And so make sure not only do you need to eat that way, but you need to do some exercise. Now, there's one thing that I add to almost everything, and that's if you can, be of service. Be of service to your fellow man, and your whether it's your family or your friends or your community. Do something that is of service. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning to you, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And we're brought to you by Prime Longevity and also Health Naturally. Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Ben-Joseph. Two friends, one has been giving statins, and I told her, please don't take statins. But I forgot to tell her what she should be taking instead of statins.
Statins are the chemicals that lower cholesterol in the body, and I would say statins are probably one of the most prescribed drugs in the entire world. And one of the things that statin drugs do is cause muscle damage. So what you have to ask the question, what is your heart made out of? And it's made out of a muscle. And so what statins do is they affect the mitochondria and the uptake of oxygen in the mitochondria. They lower that, so the mitochondria become less functional in the cells. And so that's why muscles become damaged to some degree. Statin drugs do that. Now, there's a lot of controversy on cholesterol. There's an entire group of doctors that come from what's called functional medicine, or A4M, and they're not members of the American Medical Association. Actually, only about 16% of doctors are members of the American Medical Association, yet the American Medical Association controls all of the information that's medical out there. Well, this other group, A4M doctors that have millions of doctors that are members, they talk about, and there's a lot of books and articles written, they talk about cholesterol being very important. The idea is not cholesterol, but inflammation. Because what does cholesterol do? When you get an inflammatory response, especially in your arteries, and let me give you an example of what can happen. Let's take a paper clip and you straighten the paper clip. And then in the middle of the paper clip, you bend it back and forth, back and forth. What's going to happen to that paper clip? It's going to break, and it breaks of mechanical stress. Well, your arteries beat, and they beat, they squeeze, relax, contract, relax, just like your heart. And wherever there's a weakness in that artery, especially if there's an inflammatory response, things like drinking milk, which produces xanthine oxidase, which is an enzyme that can cause inflammation. And the inflammation inside the arteries, especially at these weak points, cause little teeny scratches or sores inside the blood vessel. Now, the body doesn't want leaks of blood going out into the surrounding tissue. So what does it do? It puts a Band-Aid on top of that artery or that weakness or that little sore inside the artery. Well, you don't correct the inflammation, so what happens? That same area cracks again, and you put another Band-Aid on top of it, and it cracks again, and you put another Band-Aid. Well, when you keep putting a Band-Aid on top of a Band-Aid on top of a Band-Aid, it closes off the diameter, and that's when you have impaired blood flow to whatever organ, especially the heart. And you're getting also the damage to the mitochondria. So the idea is when you reduce inflammation, and I've talked about that quite a bit on the show, and these same foods that I've talked about in all these articles that I read this morning that prevent depression or help the immune system, they're also anti-inflammatory. So what you want to do is prevent the inflammation and not worry about your cholesterol. You want to use things like the cold water oily fish, wild salmon, sardines, mackerel, herring. Those are the fish. They're going to raise your good cholesterol. Walnuts, pecans, almonds, these same foods that I've mentioned, lowering the amount of omega-6 oils, which are what the main causes of inflammation. And those are the Wesson oil and Mazola oils. Again, I've talked about that. So you're seeing there's the same kind of information is multiple. It's used for many different conditions. So it's not so important to worry about the cholesterol, but to lower the inflammation and to raise the HDL cholesterol. Now, one of the things in the, they talk about the bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, there's actually a number of different kinds. There's a very small, dense, hard, round particle of LDL, and then there's a large, fluffy particle of the LDL. Now, the large, fluffy particle is actually protective for the body. It's the small, dense particle that causes the inflammation, and that's again because of devitalized foods. The same foods that cause the depression, the same foods that increase your risk of cancer, the same foods that increase your risk of a poor immune system are the same foods that cause inflammation throughout the body. So instead of taking statins, what you can use is vitamin E with selenium, essential fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, resveratrol, lipoic acid, eating foods like pomegranates and spinach and their seeds and nuts. So that's what you can tell your friend, or you have them listen to this section of the show, and they can hear what I just talked about. It really makes a difference by following these rules and ideas. It really can lower your incidence tremendously of disease. So excellent question, Sylvia.
The other friend that has Parkinson's, what can he be doing?
Now, Parkinson's, that's a pretty serious disease. So what you have to do, the only thing I know that I have seen Parkinson's being, the symptoms of Parkinson's being reversed, is using the new oxygen therapies. And that means where you're putting very high amounts of oxygen into the blood, you're actually getting maybe 10 times the saturation in the plasma part of blood, which is the water part of your blood, and you're getting about 4 times saturation of the red blood cells. Patients with Parkinson's, all of their shaking by doing the 15-minute of aerobic exercise while they're breathing oxygen has really made a tremendous difference in their symptoms. Their spasms and spasticity and shaking have all begun to disappear. So they can do something. They get on a good diet, the one that I've been talking about all day today, and eat the right omega-3 fatty acids. Now, this is the one I would have them eat fish oil. And I think Barleans, which is a very common company, they've been an oil company for about 50 years, and you can get them in any health food store. They make one called Fresh Catch, which is very concentrated DHA, EPA. They also make one called Swirl, which is for children, and it tastes really phenomenal, like an orange bar, 50-50 bar, or a key lime pie. And they take high amounts of those. If you take those when you're growing up, you probably avoid things like Parkinson's. But that's what we think of as low oxygen status in the brain and inflammation in the brain and then the nervous system. And there are things that you can do for that. So oxygen is the most important. So tell your friend. Excellent questions. Thank you so much. Let's go over the next question.
From George, he asks, or he says, my friend has diabetes and suffering from severe brain fog. What can help him?
Okay, excellent question. And that's going to be very similar to what I just talked about with the statin drugs, and that's lowering inflammation. Now, diabetes is one of those conditions that can almost always be, type 2 diabetes can almost always be reversed. And that means one of the best things you can do for diabetes is take things like cinnamon, and that's true cinnamon. And you can get that not too many places because most places sell the cassia cinnamon. But true cinnamon is much lower in a chemical called curcumin. And so it's very similar to curcumin in sounding, but it's a different chemical. So regular cinnamon, cassia cinnamon is high in that chemical, so you can't take high amounts of that cinnamon. But true cinnamon is very low in that chemical, and you can use very high amounts of the cinnamon. So I would add cinnamon, about a quarter to a half a teaspoon, in a glass of room temperature water, healthy water, and a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar or coconut water vinegar. And I would have that with every meal. I would take supplements like Prime Longevity because it has vanadium and chromium in it. And both of those minerals are necessary for diabetes and sugar metabolism. So cinnamon is high in that also. And it really would make a difference. You can reverse the diabetes, and at the same time, by reversing the diabetes, you can reverse the brain fog. Now, another thing that would help the diabetes is the same thing that I told the Parkinson's patient, and that would be using the new, what's called LIV-O2 oxygen delivery system, where you do 15 minutes breathing very high amounts of pure oxygen with every breath you breathe, and each of those techniques will actually increase the oxygen availability in the cells, especially the small cells that line the small capillaries, and because those are the ones that are oxygen starved. By doing that, you can really get a much higher amount of metabolic function in those small capillaries, more oxygen delivery, and it'll take the right nutrients, those ones, again, like when I mentioned Prime Longevity. And most of the people with diabetics that take Prime must end up reducing the amount of medication or insulin that they're on. So that would really make a difference. So for diabetes, you want to do a good nutritional program, lower the amount of simple carbohydrates, cut out the white flour, white rice, white noodles, you know, eat the whole grains, and even limit your carbohydrates. Make sure you're eating the anti-inflammatory foods that I've talked about. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And again, one of the things for the brain fog, CQ10, that's probably one of the most important vitamins that you can take for any kind of brain fog because it puts more oxygen into the tissues. So that, and again, the Live O2, that's going to be probably one of the most important things you can do for almost any disease, Parkinson's disease, and actually ALS. We've seen with ALS that almost all their symptoms have disappeared within 3 months using the Live O2 systems.
Is it possible to restore poor vision? I've been wearing corrective lenses for over 15 years.
Yes, it is. It does take a lot of work. One of the things you're going to do, of course, is change your diet, eat a lot of organic blueberries, organic berries, and pomegranates. Those two foods alone will be the highest foods for vision itself. And then there's a couple of things. One is you look up the Bates Eye Method of exercise. And doing those exercises, there have been numerous studies throughout the world, actually, that have helped to restore proper vision using that. There's also a mechanical device called pinhole glasses, and that can also help to improve vision without prescriptive lenses. Do a low residue of garbage and stop the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, increase the oxygen uptake. The Live O2 system is going to make a difference. The eating the high amounts of blueberries and pomegranates, taking things like CQ10, vitamin E with selenium, those are going to be. Then there's an herb called bilberry. Bilberry has been used even by the U.S. military. That was given to pilots during World War II and the Korean War and the Vietnam War, where they gave bilberry to the fighter pilots so they would have better vision and better night vision. And again, check out the Bates Eye Method of Exercise, or Bates Eye Exercise Method. I'm not sure, but it's Bates. Okay, next one.
More than a week, suffered with sinus and allergy, runny nose, sniffing, and stomach pain. What do you recommend?
Well, there's two different things. One is the allergies and one is the stomach pain. For the stomach pains, I always recommend probiotics. That's going to be number one. Eating sauerkraut, using apple cider vinegar with your meal, or the new vinegar from coconut water, that's going to put the good bacteria into your stomach. Now, the reason stomach pain occurs is two things. Either you're sensitive to a food that you're eating, or you're sensitive to a combination of the foods that you're eating. So oftentimes, we don't use the term allergy because that's owned by the allopathic medical system, but you can have a food intolerance or a food sensitivity. And again, it's either the individual food or it's mixing certain foods. As an example, when you have really a sensitive digestion, oftentimes mixing a protein and a carbohydrate can cause that stomach discomfort, gassy, bloated, heartburn. And the reason is carbohydrates digest one way and proteins digest in another way. They're actually opposite. So when you bite into a hamburger, your brain is going carbohydrate, no protein, no carbohydrate. So the protein needs high amounts of pepsin and a strong hydrochloric acid in the stomach. The carbohydrate needs a weaker hydrochloric acid and needs amylase to digest the carbohydrates. And so what happens, the proteins want to stay a long time in the stomach, and the carbohydrates want to stay a short time in the stomach. When you eat them together, your stomach gets confused. So that's number one for the stomach pains. Change how they're eating, avoid the foods they're sensitive to, avoid those combinations. Another thing is if they're eating a salad or lots of vegetables, you want to chop them small. Oftentimes, when people swallow only after two or three chews and they get big chunks of food in their stomach, so it's harder to digest. The other thing is they're not drinking water properly, and you need that glass of water an hour before the meal and another glass of water with the meal. That's the one with the apple cider vinegar or the vinegar in it. And those are for digestion, not for thirst. And the third glass of water is 2 hours after each meal. And this is the water you drink. Those three glasses are for digestion. So, and then take the probiotics. watch the food combinations, and you'll see that the stomach issues go away. The other thing sometimes I add for stomach is the food enzymes. Food enzymes by Nature Sunshine or Proactazine or High Lipase. Also, doTERRA makes one called Digestins, and they make a digestive formula that you can rub right on your stomach. When you're gassy and bloated, these essential oils just soak right into your stomach and can help take away that pain. You can also rub some on your spine, kind of the mid-dorsals to the lower lumbar region, and those nerves really control a lot of digestion. So you can do these extra mechanical things, drink the water, eat that. Now, for the sinus congestion, the main thing that we use on that to lower the amount of allergies is vitamin C, and that's full-spectrum vitamin C, or the bioflavonoid complex. And those, when you take high amounts of that, they can actually help open up the sinus membrane so they're not all swollen, and by doing that, that runny nose gets alleviated. And again, oftentimes with the runny nose, you're being exposed to some kind of irritant, and that could be in the air in your house or your pillow or pillowcase or something mold, and again, the vitamin C will help with that, and the bioflavonoids will help with that. But sometimes you have to find the offending issue and then remove that. So that could be also the oxygen can really help with that, allergies. And but this is the way Nature Sunshine has a great formula called ALJ formula. The other thing is there's some really good essential oils. On Guard is a great formula. Then there's a couple of infection formulas by doTERRA, and that you can put on your finger and thumb, kind of rub it, and then rub that on the sides of your nose and inhale that. Peppermint. Copaiba is a very good one, taking that internally. Any of the mints, you put that on your nose and inhale. Melaleuca is one of the better ones, and you can put a drop or two on a Q-tip and then put that up into your nose and swab the inside of your nose, and then do some good inhales, and that'll open up and stop that sinus. It certainly will stop the sinus infections if there is, and help reduce that mucus that's coming out. So, again, thank you very much for that question. There's a couple of articles, supplements that were found to be, they were tested by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and they were found to be tainted with prescription drugs. And one of the things that over the last decade, these tests, there were about 750 supplement brands to have been found to be tainted with drugs, sometimes containing two or more hidden drug ingredients, according to the study done by the Food and Drug Administration. And they identified these tainted supplements, and of course, they were all, half of them at least, were recalled. The only problem is another, they change the name and it comes out a week later in another supplement. And so a lot of these products, what they found is that the unapproved drugs when you put these into the supplement, they become unapproved drugs, and they can cause some serious side effects. So California Department of Public Health wrote a study, and they published it in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open. The medical experts on the FDA are calling for more urgent action to remove these tainted supplements. And what they found is that the supplements, the drugs inside these supplements, and again, they've done the study all the way back as an example, from 2007 all the way up to 2017. And during that period, 776 dietary supplements were contained the drugs. And almost all of these supplements, 86% of them, were marketed for sexual enhancement or for weight loss. And the other, and about 12% of them, were marked for muscle building. So you're seeing all of these better than Viagra kind of things, sexual enhancement, and you see all the different commercials on there, or for instant weight loss, take these supplements, and for muscle building and muscle mass building. And you found these products, what were they were containing is the drugs for sexual enhancement. They were containing a drug called sildenafil, and that's the active ingredient in Viagra. So, of course, they're going to be helpful for sexual stimulation. And the other one is sibutramine, which is a banned weight loss drug, and that's in all the weight loss supplements. And then they were finding synthetic steroids, or actually steroid-like ingredients, in all of the muscle-building supplements. Now, your reputable or herbal companies that were selling herbal combinations for different conditions, they didn't fail the independent. It was all of these ones that were going very specifically for sexual enhancement, weight loss, for rapid weight loss, and for muscle building. Watch what you're buying. Even in the natural supplement industry, there's still things that can be considered not so healthy. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning for Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath, and today's show is brought to you by Health Naturally, etc.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.